Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. This episode is pre-recorded. We have a dandy setup for you tonight on the Dock Talk. We got Matt Gibson stopping by, visiting us on the show here. The Dock Talk, she starts right now. And happy evening to you folks out there. Welcome to the TPO Dock Talk Podcast, brought to you by Battleborn Tackle, online tackle retailer, small business and veteran owned. Support it, double it up, a little investment in the Karma Bank, and you're going to get great deals. Free shipping in the lower 48. Check them out, battlebornTackle.com, hashtag BattleborneTackle. All right. So we got Mr. Matt Gibson. This dude is a guest host. He has been on literally every show that the Paddle and Fin has put together, I think, in the past couple of years. So we found it, you know, for us, the connection super easy, as he and I are teammates on the New Canoes national team. And the guy was very instrumental in our past, man. So we're going to pick this up in the pre-recorded interview stage here, right when we were introducing the show and giving a little props to Roman's Warrior Foundation there. Without them, the TPO does not exist. So I hope you folks enjoy this. It was a fantastic interview. We catch up. We talk New Canoe. We talk team stuff. We talk boats. We talk fishing. We cover it all, man. So it was a great time. Sit back, grab a beer. If you're listening on any major platform, thank you very much. If you're checking this out on YouTube, Facebook, we love you guys, your support. Don't forget, smash that subscribe button. It's a big help to us. So without further ado, let's go ahead and roll this bad boy in to the interview. We have got a super, super cool guest with us here tonight. Before we get to that, as always, the TPO Dock Talk Podcast being brought to you by the Romans Warrior Foundation and all of its entities, the GWAT Wall of Remembrance, Stop 22 Tour, our little division, the Field Ops Division, and, of course, our Hoosiers with Hearts Disaster Relief Team. Folks, the True Patriot Outfitters would not exist if not for the Romans Warrior Foundation. We're a proud, proud member. I sit on their board as well. Very, very excited for the 2024 season that Romans has lined up for us here. And like I said, man, the entire family over there of volunteers and individuals is why we have the True Patriot Outfitters and why this podcast exists from the day one. To keep stuff going. So much love to those guys, and that will do it. We've got the bills paid tonight. Our special guest here, and the dude doesn't even know, I'm not sure if he remembers, but this guy single-handedly is probably more to credit and more the reason how I ended up being so entrenched with New Canoe than any other single person, because I used to pick this dude's brain nonstop on Facebook Messenger. He had to be like, who in the hell is this dude? Without further ado, let's bring this man in, Mr. Matt Gibson. Brother, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing awesome, man. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's awesome to hear about, you know, Team New and all that. And no, of my New Canoe responsibilities, that's probably one of my favorite is talking with new guys.
So. Well, I'll take you back here. So this is a couple years ago. I had already spoken to Blake. We got on order of a couple, you know, a little fleet of Unlimiteds were coming to us. They made an offer to Romans, and Romans put the funds up to get us these boats, and so we could get this whole thing rolling, and start our recreational activities with vets and first responders and active military. Well, the further obviously we went, we knew we were going to be entrenched, right? And we're going to be out there representing this brand. So I really wanted to go further with being a part of this team so that I could understand and have better avenues for picking up parts and such. And in the Rocky Mountains, dude, we just don't have a team out here.
Yeah.
Back in the old days when we used to have region, I was kind of like a dude on an island out here in the Rocky Mountains. And I'm like, this is goofy. So I start looking around, and your name kept coming up, brother. You were the regional guy. You were the director of our team for the Great Lakes, I believe. Is that right?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I reached out to you, and we talked, I don't know, a handful of times. And I remember actually asking you, hey, can you put me on the Great Lakes team, bro? Because I was like, I want to work for a dude like you, man, because, I mean, it was just you were always there for information, man, and I just can't thank you enough because it's been one of the greatest relationships we've had with a company. We're proud to be a part of this organization and super excited about where things are going. So thank you, man. We appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you guys, and, thank you for reaching out to us and kind of keeping us in mind. And, you know, honestly, like, I didn't even – you know, you asked me to be on, which thank you for that. And thanks for Paddle and Finn for what they do for kayak fishing and fishing and hunting in general. But, you know, looking back at that, wow, kind of retrospective look at it, man, you did it right. You asked all the right questions. You involved yourself in the right way. So kudos to you too. And I would encourage anybody that wants to kind of further what they're doing, to go your route and possibly even reach out to you. Cause I said, man, you did it the right way.
Well, you know, it's having a business background and understanding that, what's the purpose? You know, there's always the quick, easy thing. People try to throw out ROI all the time.
Yep.
And I'm a firm believer in the fact that, I've been fortunate enough to surround myself with organizations that are more concerned with quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric Ali of Eagle Claw Fishing has said it best. He said, man, I just want to know that if my logo's next to somebody, that that's a good dude, man.
Yep.
And that they're good people. That's what I'm more concerned about. He says, I can help you with the content. We can work on that. He goes, that's easy.
Right.
He goes, what I can't work on is your moral compass. I can't work on, are you helping, you know, people out there?
Yep.
You know, and so that's exactly the way Blake and Brian and you and all the people that I initially came encounter with New Canoe, that's the way they operated. And I'm like, this is where I need to be because, dude, I'd flush every last bit of social media right down the tube if I could tomorrow. I'd do it immediately.
I'm with you. Yeah. And you know, at New Canoe, we've been very, very fortunate. There's been, and a lot of people throw this word around a lot these days, but culture.
Yeah.
There's a great culture there that's been set by Blake, by Brian, both Brians, Brian Schiller, Brian Conley. And then, you know, going all the way back, guys like Everett Park, like he made sure that we were doing the right things. The right guys were on the team. And you're exactly right. Like wearing somebody's logo, like do not take that for granted. And, you know, make sure that moral compass is where it should be. And,
yeah,
you know, there's some guys out there that were part of the team early on that parted ways with, and there's some reasons for that. And you know, I was super fortunate in the Great Lakes region back when we had regions to be able to recruit and talk to some of the guys that we had. I mean, our region was super, super awesome. You know, a number of those guys are still on the team, and just really, really solid guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that was evident from day one, you know, with that piece. And yeah, you know, you've said this a couple times, dude, you have done the rounds here with Paddle and Finn. And like we were saying right before we went on air here is that I was sitting here looking at this going, my God, why have I not reached out to Matt and had him on my show, man? Because, dude, you're an outdoorsman's outdoorsman. I mean, yeah. You're involved in so many different aspects of the outdoors. You know, obviously with New Canoe, kayak fishing is a big piece. But, you know, anybody that knows you, and this is what I thought was super cool. There's a post you put out there, and it's like all of a sudden here, you know, I don't care how old we get. I don't care where we're at. You always try to surround yourself with positive, smart people. When I saw that you had New Canoe, Dubro Fishing, Vicious Fishing, all in this post right here, I'm like, yeah, baby. I mean, that's where, you know, that's our roots too, all three of those organizations. So it's like, absolutely. This is cool, man. Birds of a feather, you know.
That's right.
For sure. Right. So it's, you know, how long exactly have you been with New Canoe, the company itself?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
I think it was originally 2016, I think.
Right.
The winter of 2016.
What was that first boat that you got in? Because for folks that don't know, you're a big dude, man.
Yeah.
You and I don't fit we're not a Drew Gregory sized dude that's a kayak jockey, right? Yeah. That can paddle, you know, 1200 miles. That's not our game, right? So it has to be the right, you know, model. What was your first boat with New Canoe that you started off with?
Yeah, so I started off with an F-12.
Okay. The Frontier.
So I fished an F-12 for a number of years, paddled it. Back then, motors weren't as prevalent as they are now.
Yeah.
I remember, gosh, I think it was I always get these mixed up too. It was like the second or third KBF national championship on Kentucky Lake. And I was paddling my F-12. And I was going a pretty far ways, but yeah, F-12 was it for me probably my first 3-4 years.
Well, that was like the flagship, wasn't it? I mean, that was the model, right? That's what helped put us on the map as far as big kayaks go, stability, you know, and the ability to cut through water, track well, that sort of thing. I mean, the F-12 did a hell of a job with that.
Yep, F-12, you know, it's getting a little overshadowed now with the Unlimited.
Right.
Because the Unlimited is, in my opinion, the most badass kayak ever designed.
100%.
But
right there with you.
Yeah, but like the F-12, it still has, I actually still have one in the camo color that I used to have. And man, that thing, like, I look at it and I still take it out sometimes just for a little sentimental stroll. But yeah, that was a great kayak. It's still a great kayak. Around here in the Midwest, a lot of guys are still using it for duck hunting because it doesn't have those deep channels that the Unlimited has. So a dog can't get a foot in it
Yeah. So. Well, you know, and that's one of the cool things I love about New Canoe is that we are, dude, we are built. Our sole purpose is hunting and fishing, man. I mean, in whatever floats your boat, literally, that's what the crafts are built with that in mind. Versatility, quality, and just hunting and fishing, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what it's for. So, yeah, I never even, as I don't get a chance to get out and hunt as much as I'd love to, yeah, I didn't even think about that as far as our drainage channels. They're so awesome for fishing. But yeah, I see a pup would probably have to worry about that, you know, getting their foot caught in something like that.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, that F-12 is like anymore, like that F-12 is like, you know, to me anyways, I put it as like, it's the workhorse. Like if you want just a really solid kayak that's going to get you out there, it's going to be stable, has a great weight capacity. Like there's still nothing wrong with the F-12. It's still one of my favorite kayaks. Nice. But man, that Unlimited is something else. I mean, it's top notch, and
truly is.
I'm actually gonna run the same rig I ran last year, just because I've got everything set up the way I want to. I don't know about you, but like anytime I get a new kayak, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna change this or I'm gonna change that, and then it comes into like a complete overhaul. So I'm like,
yep,
I'm not changing a thing. I'm not getting rid of this one. Like, this one is going to be my rig for this year too. So
yep. So we have three of them, right? We have three different Unlimiteds. And I've run the blue one, that Patrol Blue. I've run that for two seasons now. Well, one of the things that I want to make sure of is that, you know, I'll admit it. I'm hard on kayaks, dude. I drag them. I run them in and out of the bed of my truck. When I was on the tournament, you know,
hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
On the national side of chase and stuff around between Bassmaster and All-American. I mean, I beat them up. And so what I had to look at was after 2 years, I've done enough fixing on the hull and, you know, getting my torch out and cleaning up scratches and such. But the way I look at it was, you know what? She's still good. That Patrol Blue is still in good, you know, still good shape. But another season, and I'm not sure if you were going to say that. So what I'm doing is I'm just swapping colors. I'm going to move. I think this year we've settled. I'm going to run that Army camo one.
Nice.
That we have, and I'm going to move the blue one into just our fleet that we take folks out in. So
that's awesome.
It won't get beat up as bad, and the Army camo one's pretty fresh. So yeah, it'll be nice to have that hull speed again for a little while. Yeah. You know, until I beat it up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super hard on them too. Like, and I don't know how the heck this happened, but I was just thinking back. I believe this kayak, I bounced out of the back of my truck two or three times.
Oh my gosh.
It's one of those things where it's like,
I've never done that.
Oh, it's a unique sound, let me tell you that.
Oh, I bet.
Blake doesn't want us to advertise this, but they bounce pretty well.
New canoe, we bounce. Yeah, I'm actually meeting Blake on Wednesday. We're gonna do an interview here. We're gonna set up, so awesome. I'll make sure he catches this one here beforehand. That's good stuff. Yeah, man. No, mine, I'll be honest with you, where I tore mine up the worst, for a short period of time when we were trying to get the nonprofit rolling, I had a dual jet ski trailer fabricated, modified so that I could hold four on there, because we originally started with four total. When I realized four was a little heavy as far as span of control goes, when I got out there, having three people that were brand new was kind of like herding cats.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stay in proximity so that I could be there quickly to help with tackle, any emergency situation or whatever. So we sold one of them off, recouped some costs for us, and reduced down to three. But before that, I had those two sitting on my trailer. Well, one of the things that I had done on the front, I didn't pay close enough attention. And so my 3.5 week on the road venture that was from Colorado to Gunnersville to Alabama over to through Arkansas into Texas and then back up, I got a couple serious gouges on the bow of the blue one and so forth, because it was the way it just wore on it going down the road. I didn't pay attention. And so, yeah, man, I actually had Lori back at the office at Nukanoo sent me some filler material, and I went on YouTube and studied on how to do this properly. And I got to say, they came out, you almost couldn't tell. It was pretty impressive. I was like, you know what? I love being able to fix, you know, that kind of stuff. I couldn't have done that on my bass boat.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm super fortunate in that I've, you know, worked with Nukanoo for a number of years. And, but I will tell you, I have beat the tar out of some of my boats, and it's just like, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm just demanding at times. And
yep.
Some of the spots here in Indiana is pretty demanding of getting in, getting out. And another thing is like, you know, there are people, I know people that have like a specific river kayak and then they have a specific lake kayak. Well, that Unlimited is so great in both situations that, you know, I'll take it on a river, and our rivers are rocky here, shallow, nasty. And then I'll, you know, next week I might be fishing on a lake. So I've got a lot of hours on my kayak, and yeah, I've beat the heck out of them. They're pretty bulletproof, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
you know, last few years, some been involved with some folks that have had leaks in them and things, and then come to find out they were using like scupper cards and
like
that.
Yeah,
so
putting stress on those areas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and fully loading them and then using that type of card.
Well, you know, and not to turn this into a 100% Nukanoo thing, but one last piece on Nukanoo that I did want to bring up. I mean, I am freaking excited, man, about this manufacturer location change.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much the change, but just the fact of where we're at now and what the purpose of this was and what the desire from Blake and the entire, you know, team there was to build a better product, be able to build more of them, get them out faster, reduce cost in the process. Dude, I mean, that's winning across the board, right? And now in North Carolina, we're in an established kayak building shop. And this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough that I work with Moving Water Outfitters here in Zionsville, Indiana, and they're probably like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes away from me. So I stopped in there the other day with their first shipment of kayaks from the new facility. And man, they are sharp. Like, the finish on them is really, really nice.
Nice.
I mean, they look tremendous. You know, anytime you change a manufacturer, anytime you move any product anywhere, I don't care what it is, you know, my background's heating there. So, you know, if we move a factory, quite honestly, it can be a struggle at first. And I mean, these guys hit the road running or hit it running. Like they knocked it out of the park.
That's super cool.
The quality, the fit, the finish of the kayaks, they look tremendous.
It's the one thing I do miss out here is not having a real active dealer, you know, still out here. I've been working with an organization. We've been trying to get them on. Blake and I have been speaking with them and trying to get them on board. Not really quite sure what the holdup is on their end. They seem like they want to be here, but it's, you know, people, we all have our own, you know, things to figure out. So we're crossing fingers, but I'm excited to get a chance myself to take a look. But you know what? Some of the other, we got some cool news coming from other sides out there. But another one, a place where our worlds cross there is Dubro. This is new for me, man. And I'll tell you, I reached out to a guy we know and I was like, I want one source. I've been doing this long enough. I'm sick and tired because my brain overthinks everything. And so I'm sick and tired of tracking down 62 different makes and manufacturing kinds of this and that for soft plastics.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I don't throw a ton of them. I'm a jig guy more than anything. So yeah, trailers, yes.
Yeah.
But out here, drop shotting, that's what I need them for. And so I wanted to find, but I'm real picky about finding a soft plastic that is flexible enough so that it has great lifelike action, but yet I don't want to go through one bait every fish,
yeah.
Right? I'd like to know that if, you know, for the most part, these things can hold up. So I like to have some durability. And dude, he sent me a little sample pack. I ordered a few extra and said, you know, I'm going to go test these things out. Bro, I fell in love with Dubro Soft Plastics. Those Dewey baits, man, those things are the deal. I'm loving them.
At a great price, too.
And, yeah, and for made, sure.
Made here in America. You know, Brian is still shooting a lot of those himself. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be up there. Oh, it's been almost a month now. And kind of seeing the process up there and seeing and looking at some of the plastics. And, you know, they have that special blend of plastic. And
yeah.
I think you nailed it. It's durable, but it's not so bad to where, like, it's super hard. It feels like a soft plastic. It has no scent to it. So there's no, like, you know, you get some plastics now, you open that up, you're like, man, like, I'm going to have to slug this sit for a little while.
Exactly. Like, throw it in the back of the yak, let it air out.
Exactly.
You got freaking seagulls tracking you on the way out.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, like that donkey drop.
The
drop shot. Every year I go up near Frankfort, Michigan for a vacation. And the lakes up there are super, super clear. I still power fish up there, but I was like, you know what? I want to really see how durable this bait is. So toss it out there, and I hit the mother load of rock bass.
Oh, wow.
Whatever you call them in your region. But, you know, I caught probably 80 of those suckers on a drop shot.
Wow.
Didn't have to tear the plastic one time. So, I mean, it's extremely durable. That swim bait that's coming out, I've been messing with that. Brian sent me some initial pours of it.
Which one is that? The Slick Willy?
The Slick Willy.
Yeah.
I think he's got some amazing action to it. And what's going to be really, really cool about that is you'll be able to put it just on a beast hook and toss it out there. And man, that comes through structure, comes through everything. Really, really well.
Dude, and I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite ways of fishing. Early on, I was all about numbers, right? Give me the numbers. The more I get, the happier I am. But I got to be honest with you. I've caught enough fish in my day now that I like the idea that I'm narrowing in for that Sasquatch, man. I want that thing that no one, you know, I want to have an opportunity at that. So I'm cool if I only get 2-3 bites for the day. I'm all right with that when I'm out fun fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing it does too, and kind of what I've been using it for, I don't get to pre-fish nearly as much as I used to.
Right.
But you can take that bad boy pre-fishing, and a lot of big bass will show themselves with that bait.
Nice.
They'll look at it or they'll chase it for a little while and then they'll veer off. So, like, you know, if you're dock fishing or something like that, you can go down a few docks, pitch it around the dock and kind of narrow down which one you want to go back and really spend some time on.
Right.
So it's a bite getter, but then it's also something that I really like to use for forcing the fish almost show themselves to you.
That's awesome stuff. I wanted to show you with this drop shot here. This was right before Thanksgiving. I had a chance to take a couple guys out. Now, normally, this was the token smallmouth bass that was caught for the day. This is U.S. Army retired. This guy is out of Minnesota, and he happened to be out here in Colorado on vacation. Let me boost this up a little bit in size. Here we go. Well, Dave here, he landed into our only smallmouth, but I got to tell you, I normally hate trout, but... Brother, when you're smashing them like this,
yeah.
I'm not kidding. This was on that donkey, right? The color I told Schiller that I was interested in was that frosted cookie, man. That was going to be the deal. And sure as heck, we hooked up some drop shots on this 6-pound test floral. And these 20-inch freaking hogs, this is a Horsetooth Reservoir is where we were. I've never seen this lake perform like this. That smile, brother, that was just...
That's worth it.
They're out in those Unlimiteds with me. We had three of them out here running around. Yeah, here is the measurement on these things. Wow. Brother, these things were like... I think our biggest one on the day was 20 and a half. My nephew, who helped set this whole thing up, he hit the 20 and a half. He hit a 20, then I hit a 20 and a quarter, then he come in and got a 20 and a half.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's my nephew. It was an amazing day. I'm okay with trout when they're that big and there's that many. And I wish I told Brian I dropped the ball bad, man, because I didn't get the whole, you know, here's the bait in his mouth type thing, because these stupid trout are such freaks, man. They just, they wig out on you.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just trying to get him measured and get him back in the water as, you know, as fast as possible.
Right.
But yeah, this was, we got a lot of good unlimited shots out there.
Oh, that's great.
He was tucked right back. There's all the boats have been brought in on the marina, so he was just tucking in there, smacking on them. This one won. Our man Dave caught his own motor. He caught the EPS. So Taylor was unwrapping the whole thing, helping him out.
Look at him standing backwards in that thing.
That's what I'm saying. This is the first time that this guy, I believe he's in his 60s, this is his first time ever in a kayak. He had put the seat down and he was getting ready to crawl behind there. And I'm like, hang tight. We're good. We got you. And so Taylor came up behind him. But yeah, he's just hanging out.
Yeah.
That's the stability of this craft, man. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's not stressing at all about it.
No.
No.
Yeah, it was, I thought that was just one of those Dubro, you know, type, because that's all we threw. Once they saw me set into a couple, they're like, okay, what are you throwing? I'm like, here, come over here, boys. So we busted out the baits, and we got all three of us were sitting around each other. And we divvied out, and we got everybody lined up, and away we went.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I know they kill trout. They get, you know, they get the trout done, and so now I got to see if I can lure those smallies into it next year.
Yeah, there's that alarm color. It's just a bright chartreuse.
Yeah.
For smallmouth around here and for clear water situations. Man, that thing is just a killer.
That's what would you say? Because I'm still, I mean, I'll openly admit, people know that when I get on board with a company, there's a lot more to it than just product. Because I say this all the time, there are thousands of great baits out there, man. And there's great companies everywhere. When I share what companies we work with at the TPO, all you know is this company is somebody I'll put my name next to, and this company supports our mission, man, of having trips like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm with him. And if that, you know, I also try to do my very best on the Made in the USA as much as we can. You know, we got, you know, that's another piece with us, wherever we can make sure that's in. So
at Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
But so I'm still kind of new to some of the lineup with Dubro. So I don't mind saying jig trailers. Is there one of our lineups in the Dubro side that you like more than others for trailers?
Probably the Rock Crawler.
The Crawler. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's awesome. They also have a discontinued bait that if you talk to Brian real nice, he might sell you a few. It's like a swimming crawl. So it's hollow on the inside. So like it flips up. It's a really unique bait. It doesn't have, I don't know about you, but when I fish in a jig, I don't want a lot of times I don't want a tremendous amount of action. Like,
right.
Subtlety is something I look for in a bait. And that swimming crawl has it. Now that Rock Crawler is the opposite. That Rock Crawler, it's
lots of action.
Yeah, lots of action. Think of like a Rage Bug like or Rage Crawl like.
Yep.
I'm not quite that aggressive, but a really good size bait too. And it's got nice size pinchers on it. So like if I'm throwing a swim jig, like that's definitely on my
I was going to say, I'm a huge swim jig guy, especially All Terrains, who I'm with. And I love our swim jigs there. And I love that paddle fin that we have at Dubro. It fits. It's just such a nice joining to that All Terrain swim jig, because I'll take that swim jig down very small, a lot smaller than what a lot of guys do. But it's just because of where I'm fishing. And I like to use it as I use a swim jig probably more as a search bait than just about anything. It's so freaking versatile for me, man. I can do anything with it.
You're talking to one of the biggest swim jig nerds there is, right?
I love it. I love it.
So my swim jig, and you know, I've been fortunate to do a few seminars this year and a few more coming up. one of the things I talk about is a swim jig. Everybody wants to jump on this chatterbait train, which chatterbait's great.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. But one thing that you can't do with chatterbait, you can't throw it in wood. Like, it's just going to get hung up.
Yep.
Swim jig, I can throw that bad boy anywhere. And I throw a quarter ounce is all I throw. And if I want it to go deeper, I'll use a swimmer. And if, you know, a paddle tail. And if I want it to hover, you know, you get a crawl on there, and it'll hover higher in the water column.
We're from the same cloth, my friend. Last year, I did a little presentation at the International Sportsman's Expo, and it was just a 15 minute deal on search baits.
Yeah.
And I kind of went down the list of, you know, what is technically a search bait, talking about that. And then I shared my choice, and of course, I brought up my swim jig that I can do anything with this. If I'm moving and, you know, I'm covering water, and then if I want to slow down and really pick something apart because I'm curious about a pattern, it lets me do that too.
Yep.
You know, and yes, quarter ounce is one of the secrets that I use, because it takes it out of that realm of being too big, too bold.
Yep.
I can grab an 11-inch fish with this. It'll come after this. Right. But so will a 19-inch. You know, it'll come after it too. So
absolutely, yeah. And like bluegill spawn, a lot of our fish around here eat bluegill. You know, bluegill spawn, like that thing looks extreme. Like it looks crazy, like a bluegill. And those things will just they'll chew it up. I don't know about you, but me personally, I throw mine on braid, 30-pound braid, straight braid, and that's it. So like,
dude, we might be related. For the love of God, oh my Lord. was your dad at home a lot, or because mine wasn't? So
it's crazy. Like that setup has gotten me more bites than a lot of things, and it's funny how it falls in favor and then away from favor, and like it's replaced a chatterbait and a spinnerbait for me. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's times where you still need that spinnerbait, but that swim jig is awfully enticing. Like, I'm so nerded out with swim jigs, I've started tying them myself.
Yes. Like,
because I want to get the certain, and I buy the lure parts online. It's called the Lowen jig head.
Okay. Bill Lowen, is that right?
Yeah. He's kind of the king of swim jigs, and
like he's like the Denny Brower of swim jigs, right?
Exactly. And I've taken a lot of notes along the way, either talking with him or watching seminars. And he's one that really got me dialed in with like what line I need to use and all that stuff. But yeah, 30-pound braid for me, like in that situation. And you mentioned earlier, Vicious. Vicious has a great product at a great price.
That no fade, man. That is the deal.
Yep, it sure is. It's amazing. That used to just annoy me. I don't know if it mattered with fish or not, but seeing that faded braided line.
Well, every year stringing up, man, my hands had these black green lines all over them, you know, from burning that stuff up all the time. Yeah,
exactly.
The thing I found on the no fade side also that actually it kind of dawned on me. I literally don't change my line out as much now that I've moved over everything to no fade. I don't have to. It's still in great. I mean, if you use braid enough, you get to know it, and you can start to feel when it's like, okay, this is getting a little long in the tooth. I need to spool some of this out of here, you know. But the no fade just lasts longer to me. It's for the price. Yeah. The one thing I'm going to ask Greg just to put in that suggestion box there is maybe a gray, a dark gray. You know, a little color change. That would be, you know, if how hard, I don't know that would be, but that would be super, super cool, because if that's the case, I'd use that in maybe a lot more applications than what I currently do as well.
Yeah, I'm with you. A gray or a dark blue, something.
Yeah.
Something just a little bit different than that green.
Yep.
Because that green does, every once in a while, it does pop a little bit in the water, and you're like,
right?
You can't really see it, but.
We have gin clear water out here, so I'm super sensitive to it in a big way. To be honest with you, I mean, out here they're so pressured and it's so clear. There's no grass; it's all structure and rock. So if you're not throwing a drop shot of some kind, you're probably getting beat, you know, by a guy that is. Right. So, but no, for sure. Well, cool, man. You know, and that's the thing that I really loved about Dubrow is they have a lot of cool different lineups, and what their products that they build them there, they're built for a purpose, right? I mean, it's there's thought behind it. It's not just, hey, this might sell. You know, they're not throwing them at the wall seeing if they're going to stick. So that was
they make amazing boat products. They make really, really, really nice rod racks.
That's my next purchase is those rod racks.
You'll love them.
I'm going to get some for the garage. And then also, I have a 7x16 trailer that we haul all the yaks in now. It's a cargo trailer. And I want to replace some of those so I can just start keeping a lot of stuff just right up in there.
Yep. Yep. And that hang them high. That's what you want to look at. And
hang them high.
Yep. That's a great product. Yeah. And in their bait series, I know they kind of pushing more on that. And building some growth there within the bait market, so it's been really, really good. And man, you talk about salt of the earth people, like,
right?
The owner, his family, like I've been really, really fortunate to being able to spend some time with them, and they are just great people. And you know, kind of hitting on what you talked about earlier is getting aligned with those type of people, like,
yeah.
That's what I'm into. Like I love people like that and love being around them. And Brian Schiller and I, we actually sat down and with Brian, the owner's help as well. We designed those new twister track knobs. And
that is awesome.
Those are pretty cool. And yeah, that was like I'm guessing like a 3-month project from
right
inception to pumping them out.
They're so freaking handy, man. It's an awesome deal to see. And obviously New Canoe, we've got ours as well over there, but they're different. And the thing I like about the Dubrow ones too is that they're just a little bit more smaller profile to them. And I like that metal, you know, aspect of being able to get a hold of that thing, you know, with my hands. And so, yeah, I end up having both, you know, on the yak now, and it works out. Plus, you know, nothing wrong with when you have that color piece for an old guy. Dude, I like the colors, man. It really does help me when I'm sitting in it. I got to quickly adjust my seat. I can see down there, you know, and I can pick them out of the corner of my eye. So,
yeah, and kind of a little bit of a story with some of those colors is Dubrow's really, really well known in the RC industry. And like, once I thought about that and then was talking with Brian about it, I'm like, well, that makes sense why the knobs are the colors they are. Like they're very RC inspired, some of them. So it's been great. And there's some stuff coming. So stay tuned.
Are you on the Pine Ridge side as well? Do you do much archery?
I don't, but man, they've got some great products there too.
Yeah.
I haven't bow hunted or hunted for a number of years now, but like
same. Just
going over there and looking at some of the stuff, I'm like, man, I would have died to have one of those, or like, man, that would have made life so much easier. And that's really a lot of what they do is they make fishing, they make hunting, they make RC cars, to make everything just easier.
Yeah. There's, well, in it, right? I mean, we just talked about this. When you have good people doing things for the right reasons, it doesn't matter what they do, whether it's work or home, they're good people throughout, right? And so whether they're doing with RC or kayaks or fishing or archery, you know that whatever they're going to do is going to be done with a thought behind it, and it's going to be done right, and they're going to take care of you. So you can't go wrong with that stuff.
Nope. And you know, with all the people that I've been very, very blessed with working with, I put them right up there too.
That's awesome.
I've been able to work with some really great companies, New Canoe, like PH Custom Lures, Seeker Lures. A lot of these relationships I've been able to build through the years.
Which one on your page, on your Facebook page, you had some pretty sick looking glide baits, bro.
Yeah.
What, who's that from?
Yeah. So that's PH Custom Lures. That's,
gotcha.
That's somebody, Phil Hunt. He's a balsa manufacturer. He's one of the, you know, across the country, balsa is probably not that big a deal. But you know, you get down in the Ohio Valley region, and like, that's like a cult following down there. And quite honestly, like, Phil is one of the last guys doing it and doing it right at a high level.
That's awesome.
Balsa comes in a stick to his place. I would say manufacturing facility. It's a great small shop, but it's him and another guy, and that's it.
Wow.
And you know, they crank out those baits, and it's amazing to see the process and see what they're doing. Those glide baits are actually all handmade. Phil doesn't want anybody else paint, so everything is painted and finished by him.
Wow.
And yeah, it's they're cool baits, man. They're beautiful. You almost want to just put them up on the wall and not fish them, but man, it's so daggone well that it's hard not to do it. But
now, what do you throw your glides on? What kind of setup?
Yeah, so I use the Daiwa. It's actually a shorter, I think it's 7.2, 7.4 glide bait rod.
Okay,
swim bait rod. I think it's like probably like $120-$150 range with a Shimano 300 size reel. I'm back and forth between 25-pound fluorocarbon and 25-pound mono.
So. Gotcha. Depending on where you want it running half the time.
Yeah.
A little deeper, a little higher.
And quite honestly, sometimes it's whenever I go out to my garage, whatever's in there. It's like,
what can I get a hold of?
Yeah. Even though the guys at Vicious are great at getting that line and stuff out to you, but you know, night before a tournament, I have my panic attack of, oh, what didn't I do? I go out to the garage, and then you know, a 25-pound mono is staring me in the face. It's like, what?
Looks like it's you and me, Hoss.
That's right. We're gonna figure this one out. So.
Oh man, do I feel you there for sure. Yep, I've done the same. You know, where you start ripping through, I'll be 1200 miles away from home and I'm ripping through the back of my pickup seeing what did I bring, what didn't I bring. Well, guess I'm doing it this way.
that's right. I mean, that's part of being a fisherman and
you ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Sometimes you have to just make it work.
Yeah. Dude, we had a great story on that very topic right here in the for our state championship with Bassmaster here. We were up at Horsetooth Res. The res was fishing just stingier than probably we've ever seen it. 30 some odd guys up there, and I want to say 3-4 people got limits. And out of the 30 some odd people, only 11 maybe put up a scoreable fish.
Wow.
It was so rough. The guy that won it, he ran out of drop shot weights. So he ended up just hand tying on some bullet weights to the end. And his hook, he changed from the traditional drop shot type bait. And what he actually started doing was threading on a little cross off plastic, threaded it on completely. And that's what he was throwing out there towards the end that got him those final few fish that put him over the top. And he won the damn thing. It was awesome. I love those stories.
And what's amazing about stories like that is, like, so we're here in Indiana, and if you've heard me on podcasts before or talking, you're probably getting tired of this one, but here in Indiana, we fish for the same six or seven bass. Like, that's all that's in this state. Like, it's a tough fishery. Like, you're going to grind out here. And, you know, stories like that I love hearing, because it's really the mental side of it. Like, that guy could have spun out, said, hell with it, I'm going to go put it on the trailer and I'm done. But no, he
100%.
He found a way. And, man, I love guys like that. And, you know, some of the best fishing days I've had have been from that. It's not like, you know, I wanted it to go that way, but it's not to go that way.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's anytime I've had success, it's always been on the adjustment. And it's one of the reasons why I've been told that I fish too fast. I've been told that a lot. And I've told myself that a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. But when I have hit, when lightning strikes for me, it's been me recognizing one of those changes that I'm making is working now. So now I hold. Yeah. And it's like the last thing I want to do is get done with the day going, ah, damn, I should have thrown this and this. I wonder if this would have worked. I hate that.
Yeah.
So it's like, nope, 10 cast. If I didn't get any feedback there, okay, what's next? And we're just going to keep moving and trying a different column of the water and trying a different area, you know, whatever. And so, yeah, it's I love when you start getting creative like that. It's super cool.
Yeah, man, and I was super, super lucky to grow up with a dad and grandpa that took me hunting and fishing.
Nice. And
whenever we go fishing, like, you know, I started fishing tournaments, boat tournaments, gosh, when I think I was 8 with dad.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I've got a lot of hours out on the water. You know, I was super, super fortunate. Both my dad and my grandpa, you know, whatever I wanted in the tackle box. The only rule to it all was that I had to tie it. So I, once I figured out a knot, man, I was playing with things and then, like, that turned into, like, customizing some lures. And then that turned into, like, oh, I need to figure out what this, you know, how to fish it this way. Back then it was Bassmaster magazine would come to the house
and right
through it. And then, you know, like, see a technique and go, yeah, I want to learn how to do that. And funny enough, you tell that drop shot story, like, there were no drop shot weights to be had in Indiana. And back then, like, I couldn't have got anything from anywhere. So I used that same bullet weight.
Yeah.
Going down a drop shot in Indiana. Like, that's just what we had. But yeah, I mean, every year I try to concentrate on learning a new technique. And I think that's part of growing as an angler. And either you grow or you start not catching them.
Exactly. I think when I get to the point where I don't feel like I can learn anything, that's the point where I need to take up golf.
Yeah.
More serious than just going to Topgolf, you know, type thing. Because at that point, I mean, you know, and at 51, man, most of the guys that I encounter out there, you know, I will say are younger than me. There's no question. And I learn so much from each one of them because I don't have an ego anymore to bruise when it comes to that side of it. Absolutely. I don't look at asking questions for the, you know, and retaining that info as some sort of weakness. So I have no problem going, hey, what did you do? Not that I'm going to do the same,
right?
But maybe there's a common denominator in what we're doing that I can incorporate into the way I like to do things and, you know, and try to, you know, glean info. But, well, by the time this podcast airs, the announcement will have probably already been made. We're excited, over on the All American Kayak Series side. that Z-Pro Lithium is coming on board as our title sponsor for this year's season.
That's awesome.
And so when I saw also you were a Z-Pro, you know, I'm an Amped guy. I'm with Amped Outdoors myself, and because they support the TPO side. But my work I do with Z-Pro, you know, this is everything I'm seeing from these guys. They're making waves out there, and they are. I know a couple of the guys now that are on that team, and I respect the hell out of you guys. So it's like, I'm going to trust your judgment on this, you know, as far as, because I may not have personal experience, but also the way they're willing to get behind our little trail, man, at the All-American and help us really, you know, stamp our presence here, because there's a need for our trail. We're not competing against Bass. We're not competing against Hobie. That's not what we're here for. We're serving a section of the country that has no other option but to drive 30 hours. So we try to provide something within that 6 to 7 hour range that people can get to, right? And have a chance to win some good money and fish against some awesome hooks. And so, yeah, man, Z-Pro coming on board. That's some exciting stuff. How long have you been with those guys?
Yeah. So I've been unofficially with them since kind of ICAST. John Rapp, you know, runs their pro staff, and he's like, hey, this is what's going on. And I was like, well, man, let me check out some batteries. And so he's like, yeah, come here. So started looking at over the batteries. I'm like, man, the quality of this product is really awesome. And then, you know, we started talking again. And what other company? I am also a tournament director with Indiana Kayak Anglers here in Indiana. I cannot recall a company sending out a Facebook message or a Facebook post saying, hey, does your group need a sponsorship like Z-Pro did a few months ago? I don't recall ever seeing a company do that.
Yep.
So that tells me that they're in it and that they're serious. And then, you know, it goes back to the people that are involved. John Rapp, I think he's probably one of the best humans I've ever met in my life.
100%.
And, you know, if he's with them, then I have absolutely no problem signing on with them. And luckily, I got a 100 amp hour battery. Haven't got to test it yet. We have a fair amount of ice here right now.
I know, right?
But like I said, the quality of the battery. I mean, the integrated handle, the way the charger has alligator clips on it. Just a well thought out product. And the Bluetooth portion of it's really, really cool. And no, I'm really looking forward to it. And like you said, they're making some ripples for sure. Like you see, like Tourney X has their logo on there. So really, really excited to see what becomes of Z-Pro. And I can tell you the smartest thing that they have done, and I don't know the ins and outs of the company that well yet, but one of the greatest things that they did for themselves was getting with John Rapp.
Yep. I couldn't agree more, man. John is an amazing, amazing dude. Yep. And I've had the pleasure to get to know him, you know, a lot better, and understand from things. And like I told him, you know, I'm loyal to a fault when it comes to those that support the TPO and its mission.
Yep.
And so, but I'm also a firm believer in this. I hate when today's, you know, landscape unfolds where it's always got to be the this or that. Yep. That's so stupid. The word and can also be in there. And I say this all the time. Yeah. I will flat out tell you this. I believe Amped Outdoors has one of the highest quality products on the planet when it comes to lithium marine batteries. And if there were one battery that I would say that I would put right next to it on that same quality level, it's Z-Pro. And I have good reason to say this that I'm not going to share just because of being a professional. But there are... I have factual data behind what I'm saying that these are probably the two most high quality built, thought out and built, you know, made batteries that you're going to find out there. But the thing that is absolutely impressive about Z-Pro to me, my backing is business. Okay. I spent 23 years in the IT industry, but on top of that, also I was a small business owner for many years, and really, really got into what it is that you know, behind management, behind growth, behind businesses, what why they succeed, why they don't. I love when I see a company truly, truly put money behind establishing their name and connecting with the right reasons.
Yeah.
Not going the McDonald's route, not the fast food flood the market. That's not what Z-Pro's doing. You may be seeing their name all over the place, but folks, you need to understand this is a strategy that is being done that was thought out carefully, and they are spending this money where they believe the biggest impact will come to show the industry and its anglers that they're here for us. And that's super cool. I take that because, like I said, that is kind of my backing on that, and I can appreciate when Z-Pro's out there doing that. The reason I know it's not a splash and grab move is because there's a couple other locations they could have easily gone, and they chose not to.
Yep.
They chose to go with some areas that they are here for the long haul, long game investment. And they're also very proud of the quality they have. They know what they've got, and they're like, here it is, you know, and we want to make sure that you can get a hold of it. So, yeah, it's exciting, man.
No, it's great, and yeah, those are all great points too. And yeah, like they are executing their plan very well. And
yep.
I don't know about you, but like personally, if I see a company or a business going out of their way to make sure that they're taking care of kayak anglers,
bro,
I'm going to support them.
Yes. Every time.
Because everybody wants to go to the flashy penny, and there's nothing wrong with it. A BASS, Bassmaster, the boat side, MLF, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if somebody comes in specifically and says, you know, in the kayak market, we respect you guys, and this is where we're going to put a lot of our efforts. Dude, I'm all in.
Yeah. Like,
it's great. I'm glad to see. And yeah, to your point, Amped Outdoors make a great battery.
Yep. Good people too.
Yeah.
Good guys behind it.
Yeah. That have always supported kayaks and kayak fishing. So nothing but respect for them as well.
Yeah. You know, when they, we made a product bump this year with Amped that I believe it's 50 and above. All of our batteries have the Bluetooth monitoring in them now. I actually have 100 that this was a couple of years ago when I got it. That I put the Bluetooth monitor on it, and I can tell you it takes the guesswork out of it, man. I remember being at the Classic last year. I had made a 3.5 mile run on my XI3. Now, keep in mind, my experience on long runs came from my 24 volt EPS that I knew was a bad. I could run that baby all day long and never had to worry about it with my EPS.
Yeah.
That 180 on the back. But with this XI3, I wasn't too sure how it was handling stuff. Dude, I flipped up. I was sitting there, and where I wanted to go was back those 3.5 miles, and then another 2 miles past that, I wanted to go to this creek arm. And I was like, going all in on this, right? So I was like, am I going to do a Hail Mary here? I looked at my monitor, and I throttled up, and I'm sitting at about, 80% power, 85, and I'm looking at usage, and I could literally calculate out. I'm like, oh, I got time to spare.
Yeah.
So I knew I had enough battery to do what I wanted to do. So I sat back, ate a PB&J or two, chiefed away on my vape, and just rolled down the river, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. So the current battery I have does not have it. And like, in the summertime, it's not uncommon for me to go out fish a tournament, come back, have to support an event where I'll take my kayak, and then might have a tournament shortly after that. And so like something that I always try to keep in mind too is like not charging my battery, because they only have so many charges in them,
right,
before they expire. So not having to guess and be like, well, I ran, like you were doing. Kind of like I ran 60-70%. I use spot lock a lot. Like, do I need to charge? Don't I need to charge? With Bluetooth, yeah. I might not have to worry about it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Waypoint Podcast Network, brought to you in part by HuntStand, the number one hunting and land management app.
Yeah, dude, it truly is a peace of mind. Yeah. You get back, you know you're going to get back, you know where you're at, and you know if you've got something more major, if something dies on you. That's one of the reasons how I knew my situation was up when I lost power to my XI3 when I was at Lake of the Pines. I knew I had battery charge. I knew I was good there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that. So I immediately could troubleshoot right into the motor itself and try to figure out what in the heck was my issue with that. So for sure. Man, this has been an awesome, awesome time to sit here talking about these companies that you're working with out there. Did we miss anybody in the list that supports you on your day-to-day? Or?
Let's see. We had Dubro, Z-Pro.
Yep.
PH Custom, their Secret Lures. If you fish the Stupid Tube,
I saw you had a cool video out on that.
Yeah,
you're doing some Stupid Tube fishing.
Oh man, I love Stupid Tube fishing.
It's a
tremendous way to get bites. And man, I've caught them from Florida to Alabama to Georgia to Michigan to Wisconsin, Indiana. It just gets bites.
Prefer to throw that on a spin caster.
So I have two methods of the Stupid Tube. I have my 3.7, which I throw on a spinning rod. And what's great about that is, man, you can skip a dock so easy with that bait.
Nice.
So I do that with the spinning equipment, and then a 4.2, which is a little bit larger bait. I'll put that on a bait caster, and that'd be 15 to 17 pound, and just set it to them when they bite it. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I've not embraced the Stupid Tube. I've not gotten to that, getting a chance to mess around with that. I had a chance to mess around with the Tokyo rig a little bit more last year.
Yeah, that's interesting too.
Yeah, it was. It felt. I'll be honest with you. It kind of felt just like I had too much shit dangling down there, though. Yeah. It's like there is a lot going on here with this thing. But yeah.
That's how I feel with a Carolina rig. I'm like, man, there's a lot going on here.
Right. So. Yep. I stopped. I'll be honest with you. I was just learning and loving getting back to a Carolina rig when I was on my deck of my bass boat. But I had 96-inch, wide deck. I could literally sweep my hook set and walk back into the hook set. Yeah. In a kayak, man, I'm like, nah, dude, I've got a 4-foot swing. That's what I'm going to be able to, get to them, before, things start turning into funniest home bloopers of me coming out of that. Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. It's, that ball and chain, it does get bites, but man, it's just so hard to manage.
Yeah.
Even in a smaller boat, like an aluminum boat, I mean, it's just, there's a lot there to manage.
There is. There's a lot going on for sure.
Yeah.
So what, before we let you go here, you direct for your club there, but now when you get a chance, what are some of the other events that you end up fishing?
Yeah, so I fish all of the IKA stuff, Indiana Kayak Anglers, and then I fish some of the grubby stuff, so GRBY. It's kind of a unique format. It's for guys that have to work weekends or have different shifts and things like that. So it starts. The tournament actually starts on Thursday, and then it ends on Sunday or Monday, and you pick one day to fish.
Nice.
So it's a cool little format. I've been enjoying fishing that the last few years. Kind of skip around and do some of those. I think I'm right now. It looks like I'm going to try to make down the paddle and fin event down there on Del Hollow Lake. Would really like to do that.
When is that on Dale Hollow?
Yeah, that's what is that, in April? I know it's always a great event. Eastgate or East Point Marine down there kind of rolls the carpet out for the guys, and anything that Schiller's involved with is always top notch. So
right, April's a busy month, but
I know. It's a really great month to be down there, but yeah, it's pretty busy. I'm looking at some of those Drew Gregory deals, those river events.
Might I suggest a June outing, perhaps, if it's in your wheelhouse, brother. All American Kayak Classic, we're coming, or Kayak Series, we're coming to Kentucky Lake.
Oh man, I love Kentucky Lake.
You should come down and let's get her on, man. We've got we got a cool deal set up going on there. We got, I believe it's Moores Resort is our host.
Okay.
They're going to set us up right there. That's where the awards will be, at Moores Resort. We've got actually the field ops division for my nonprofit. We're actually doing we're trying to put together right now, get the details ironed out for a Green Beret fishing trip. Right after the event, we've got a couple Green Berets, and I've got another guy that's a former Green Beret that's going to help with it. So we're going to make a special, you know, fishing trip for those guys.
Oh man, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we're going to take those guys out, and I'm always open to volunteers that want to come along on our field ops events like that to help make this a special, you know, special time for these guys to take them out. But yeah, there's a good chance that we even have some additional entertainment on its way, just because of how close Kentucky Lake is to our headquarters for the Romans Warrior Foundation. So they're talking, and there's scuttlebutt going on right now, trying to see if we can put it together.
Yeah.
Possibly some recording artists coming up to maybe hang out at Moores Resort a little bit. We'll see what comes out of that.
Oh man, that's great. Yeah, Kentucky Lake, I haven't fished it since the Asian carp fiasco is kind of going down there. But man, it's up on an easy place to have a tournament. Like,
yeah. There's huge,
so many opportunities to put in. There's so many great places to stay around there. There's tremendous food around there. So,
yeah, dude, and the people are unbelievably welcoming. Oh, yeah. Working with their visitors bureau out of Benton, yeah. All the way to the Moores Resort. Misty over there, she's been phenomenal. Even and to be honest with you, we're not coming at a great time for them, just because that's their peak season.
Yep.
June, it's like June 22nd, I believe, is when we're going to be there. I'll have to look at the schedule closer.
Write that down.
Yeah, they're kind of busy at that time, but she was still extremely accommodating. They love the fact that we want to bring a national series there and, you know, hang out with them. And like I told her, hey, if this works out and we see some good, you know, participation, good numbers, maybe this is something that ends up on our schedule, you know, more often, and we'll try to move it to the early spring or fall when it's outside their peak season. And then I can just imagine they'll roll the red carpet out at that point. Man,
early spring on Kentucky Lake, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Have you ever fished Kentucky Lake?
I've never been there. Oh. I've driven over it 5-6 times.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I've gone right over it and past it and between it and everything else on my way to other places. And I keep looking going, because to be honest with you, when I was in the boat world was right about the time when it was taking its, you know, it was on its bottom low.
Yeah.
The spring happened, you know, the carp thing had come in, they started spraying. And so I was watching BFL events coming out of there where guys were winning with 5 fish for 9 pounds. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't really want to go there. But then all of a sudden, in the last handful of years, you're starting to see these numbers climbing. It's like, hey, she's coming back, you know, because that's kind of a legendary body of water, man. Oh, it's got so a lot of cool stuff.
There's so many coves and places just to put in, and great for a kayak. I'll probably fish there 4 or 5 times now in my kayak, and I've never been out on the main river.
That's awesome.
Because you can just put in and go. Like, it's so great. So, yeah, I'm going to pencil that one in and try to make that one work on my schedule for sure.
We'd love it, man. You let me know. I've got at least one of those nights I got dinner covered for you. We'll get together, because unfortunately for me, I can't fish those events. The only national event I get a chance to fish will be the Classic that's in early May there at Truman. So I'll get a chance to fish that, but other than that, I'll be working these other events this year. So, but I'll still get out and pre-fish. I'm not driving that long with my yak and rods and not fishing. So to be a good MC, I think I need to know what you guys are going through, right? Yeah. I better get out there.
Absolutely. If I don't end up going, I'll send you a few spots to go check out.
Nice. I can do it now because I'm not in it. So that'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, brother, I can't thank you enough. I would love to make this a more regular deal. Yeah. Anytime you're coming across cool new baits dropping or some tackle hacks or anything like that that you would like to share, just know, the entire Paddle and Fin Network loves you. And just know the Doc Talk, we're always here, brother. And anything we can do to help you out or anybody you're working with, please let us know. We'd be glad to.
No, I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on. Welcome to Paddle and Fin. I
mean, excited.
It's those guys are the top notch guys. And I think I've been on every one of their shows at this point. I haven't Randy's yet because, you know, Randy's doing some stuff, but, I mean, Randy's an awesome guy. John's a great guy. Sean, man, I love Sean's show. And then, I think your show is just going to fit right in there really, really nice. And if Paddle and Fin, if there's anybody out there, if there's, if Gene, anytime I can help you out, please let me know. And hey, I love talking fishing. So anytime at all that you need somebody, I'm your guy, man.
Well, I appreciate it, brother. Hang on for me here after this, and we'll catch up when we roll this out. Folks at home, make sure to smash that subscribe button. That is the number one best way you can help us. Check out Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Give a like, subscribe out there. True Patriot Outfitters at YouTube, the TPO Doc Talk podcast at YouTube. The subscribe button is a big one, man. Just go ahead and smash that for us. It is a huge way to support our mission, support shows like this, and, of course, the work we're trying to do out there with our nation's warfighters. As always, folks, we love you. We couldn't do it without you. Tight lines, and be safe. We hope you folks enjoyed this pre-recorded episode here of the TPO Doc Talk podcast with Mr. Matt Gibson. Man, he is, like I said, he is one of the good people, man, in our industry. Just a good human being all the way around, and very, very proud to be on board Team New with him. And, of course, all the other ventures that are going on out there. Folks, remember, smash that subscribe button. That's a big help to us in a major way. Check out Battleborn Tackle at Battleborn Tackle or hit them at battlebornTackle.com. Give them an order. Small business, veteran owned, great prices, free shipping. You can't beat it, man. It's a win all the way around the board on multiple levels. So we appreciate you all. If you're watching here on YouTube, Facebook, or if you're checking us out on the audio platform, we can't thank you enough for the continued support. We will see you next episode. Tight lines, y'all, and be safe.
Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the sky.
Every once in a while, it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.